Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I am so excited because Big Brother is officially here. And I know you guys have all been waiting and wanting more Big Brother content. So of course, that's what I'm bringing you. So I didn't want to do it alone because I am not the Big Brother expert on our staff. We actually have quite an expert who, if you're watching Big Brother and you're not following her on social media, you are missing out, trust me. So managing editor Sharon Tharp, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. And thank you for that nice intro.
Of course. I feel like you've been waiting for this. Like, this is the highlight of your summer.
Yeah, it is. It's also stressful, but you know, we chose this life. So that's what it's going to be.
It's stressful. Before I get started, I want to give everyone a little bit of a spoiler alert warning, because if you didn't watch the premiere, if you haven't watched live feeds, we're going to talk a little bit about all of it. So we are going to break down everything that happened. Obviously, nothing too crazy yet, but there's a lot that went down already, I think. So I also want to remind people that these people are real human beings. And I think that it's a good thing to remind people whenever we're talking about reality TV to have a little respect and remember that these people have family members and things like that. So when you're sending out your comments about them, I know it's hard to not be critical. And we obviously are both critical of a lot of people, but it's not, you got to be nice. So I just want to remind people of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's also a social game. So we are talking about social skills and how their personality. So it gets a little tricky, but I think as long as you're, you know, remembering their people, exactly. Like you said, I think that's the most important thing for sure.
Exactly. Okay. So kicking off, you actually spoke, I want to talk you to talk a little bit about this before, because you actually spoke to, I feel like, all the contestants and Julie before we premiered. So what going in, did you know that there were going to be some twists? What did you know going in?
I knew there were going to be teams. I wasn't thrilled with that. I think it's never my favorite. But I mean, they've definitely done worse twists. I knew that there was going to be an offer at the end of the premiere. Julie actually told me I can use that, but I kind of knew what it was going to be. I don't know how you feel about it, but I didn't think it was that great of an offer. we could talk about that.
I feel like that's a good way to start, actually, is this theme of this like casino beach club, whatever. This theme that to me just seems like two ideas mushed together, which we've talked about. But right from the start, we see that in premiere night, we see that they're given a double or nothing offer. And I want to talk about that early on, because I think that if that's setting the tone for the season, I'm very curious how that's going to work, because I didn't really think it was that big of a deal. Like, I guess it wasn't, I don't know why anyone would take that risk in my mind. I mean, I saw on Twitter when you posted something about it, that Rachel O'Reilly was like, I would do it. So I guess I'm wrong, but.
I've seen people have divided opinions. The thing that I'm thinking about, because a lot of people are like, well, Frenchie should have went to Claire and said, hey, I'm going to do this. You'll be HOH, just keep me safe for the next 2 weeks, like made some kind of deal. But you also have to remember he'd be doing that in front of the entire house. So you're still putting a target on your back of being kind of like a schemer. So again, he didn't have much time to decide. He couldn't really consult with anyone. I would have made the same decision. Like Rachel's a compy. So like, of course she would get it. Yeah. So I understand, you know, she's more of a risk taker. I'm not a risk taker. I'm a safe person. So like I just love that Frenchie, when he's being propositioned, Julie was like, don't decide just yet. And he's like shaking his head. He's like, it's not going to happen.
She was like, let the audience think you're going to decide. And he was like, exactly. There's no way I'm doing this.
Like, we have a commercial break, please, suspense, come on.
Well, I think that's funny. I thought of the Claire thing too, that he could have gone over and talked to her. But yeah, like you said, everyone would have seen it, but also who's to say she would have kept her word? He hasn't even had one conversation, or maybe he's had one conversation with her. You can't trust anyone 3 seconds in. So, I mean, I think that
it's just too tricky. I mean, it's great. I think we've learned over the last couple of years that actually winning the first HOH is good, because people are coming to you. So I think he did the right thing. You know, it would have been nice to be safe for 2 weeks, but you know, as long as he plays this first week good, I think he should be fine either way. So, you know, can't hate him for not taking it. I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, same. I think obviously one of the big changes this season, like you said, is the team situation. How do you feel about teams?
Yeah, it's just not my favorite thing. I think it hinders gameplay a little bit. The thing I will say is that I'm happy, you know, it was on this like, you know, slot machine, but it was kind of contrived because I'm sure they paired up certain people and they made it like as fair as possible, because in the past it was more of like a draft, like, you know, pick out of everybody, and the teams were kind of unfair, I would say. But this time, you know, there are people I like on every team. I think the teams are like kind of even in some way. And like, even the, you know, Frenchie's team I thought was like the Motley Crew, and they're the ones that won. So, you know, I'd like to see how it goes. And I like that it's only going to be, I think they said 4 weeks. So we'll see.
So that's what I was going to ask you. I know we've done a little bit similar to that in the past, but for people who haven't watched in a long time, I know that I want to make sure that people who like maybe are just watching for the first time, like, is this going to be like a Survivor situation where it changes to two teams later, or, and then it changes to individual game? Do we have any idea of that yet?
I don't think so. I also have the worst memory in the world. I'm trying to remember what happened in Big Brother 11 and 14.
Right.
But I'm assuming it's going to go to an individual game after that. Again, I don't know. I think Julie told me that these offers are going to keep popping up. You know, I like when they're offers that are like, you can also do privately. So yeah, I hope there's, you know, this first one I thought was a little too much to take on the first night, but I'm interested to see like what offers she makes further on. And I have a feeling people will start taking them, especially if, you know, they could be anonymous too, you know?
Yeah. If it's not a decision that the entire house will watch.
Right.
What do you feel about the cash prize going up to 750K?
I mean, it's a bad time.
Why is it taking so long?
And, you know, not for nothing. And not trying to hate on Survivor, because I would never survive on Survivor. Like, let's be real. But, you know, that's 39 days. You're also starving. It's like a totally different experience. But Big Brother's 3 months of your life away from your family, away from work. You know, it's a pressure cooker in there. Like, it's not fun, I would say.
Right. It's not easy by any means. Yeah.
Yeah. And 500 grand, like, I think that's respectable, like 20 years ago. But again, it's 21 years later. And I think they should have just said the million. I mean, why are we doing 750,000?
Well, here's my thing is, obviously, you know, and the listeners know that I've watched The Challenge for so long. They moved up to a million years ago. And it's no, like, Big Brother, their ratings have always been higher than an MTV show. Obviously, now The Challenge has grown in the past couple seasons, ratings-wise, a lot higher than it was. And they've obviously also upped their budget, especially now that there's Paramount Plus and they're all under the same umbrella. So I'm thinking, especially now that they're all under the same umbrella, why is that $1 million not, well, CBS has it. So I guess I'm a little confused, because I think if it comes down to what's the most challenging, I think that there it's just as difficult. So I don't get the difference.
Right. It's definitely, I would say, more mentally challenging Big Brother, but, and also absolutely, I would assume it's cheaper to produce than The Challenge even. So I agree with you. I'm just like, why are we cheaping out on, you know, an extra 250 grand? I don't know. It just doesn't really add up to me, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
For sure. I think it's a little wild. So I want to get into the cast a little and do a little breakdown here of who we stuck out or what your initial impressions were. And I want to start with Travis, because I think he was the first one they showed, which was a choice. The first thing I said, and I know I texted you this last night, was like Chase Stokes vibes plus extra testosterone. So for anyone who watches Outer Banks, I mean, if you put the side by side, it's there. But I also got like Hayden vibes with his like laid back beach.
Oh, okay. Style. Yeah, I also got vibes from, I mean, if anyone watches Survivor, there's this guy, Millennials versus Gen X, named Taylor. I got vibes from about that kind of situation. I will say, and again, spoiler alert, I guess, it's not really a spoiler, but over the night, he kind of grew on me a little bit, because he I think he went in with the right attitude of like, let me dumb myself down a little bit. But he was also picked last in the draft. Right. And I think it's because he went too far. So he's pulling himself back a little bit. You know, overnight he was kind of growing down a little bit with some of the other guys, and he realized he was doing it and was like, I should probably distance myself. So I don't know. I think he's probably smarter than I'm giving him credit for. But yeah, he's just like a regular, I mean, we've seen this before kind of thing. So I'm not like super high on him.
He said bro in the first 3 seconds of the video. And I was like, oh, like he said it not in a funny way, like said it like that's clearly his like vocabulary. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Who was another person that stood out to you first impression wise?
So it was a little different, like in my interviews with them. And then on the premiere, like I was really high on, Derek X. He seemed really smart, really like cool, like chill guy. I'm a little more worried about him after the premiere and after the feeds. I think he is, he's also kind of broing down. He's, you know, he wasn't a frat. I guess that's what it is. And he's having some tension with Whitney already. Like there's already stuff going on. So I'm a little worried about him. Who else?
Wait, I mean, what I is love, happening with him and Whitney? Tell us what happened on the live feeds.
I mean, it's very silly. This is a night one situation. It's very like subtle tension. Just like he's not cleaning and she's a mom and she's like, why isn't he cleaning? And then this morning she was like, oh, I heard you snoring. You know, those awkward things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, if he plays it, this is silly stuff. Whitney's actually coming on pretty strong. So she could be in trouble too. I'm not sure. But yeah, I was higher on Derek going into the season. Who else? Claire, I was really high going on the season. And actually she's kind of holding up to what I thought about her. She's super smart. She's a big fan of the game. She won, so she's kind of has a little bit, you know, not power, but she's, I guess, a team captain.
Yeah.
Do
you think that the team captain of it all is going to come back? Like it's going to do, obviously it's if the team wins, they're all safe, but do you think that they are also going to have power throughout the game or not really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to continue to be team captains every week. I'm assuming, yeah, that's hard to tell, actually. I don't think we know that yet.
Speaking of Whitney, she was for me an early favorite. I really liked her like aura. I liked when they introduced her, like just everything about her seemed so positive. She's also like literally stunning and like a single mom and a boss, which I think is so cool. I would not be surprised if a showmance happens with her just because, I mean, the first thing we even heard her say on the show after when she was like picking her team was like, Travis is cute, but I'm going to go with Brent, which was like smart choice, I would say. But I found that very, I was like, oh, she's definitely like, I'm going to flirt and like good, like as she should, like it's, I'm fine with that. So I definitely had my eye on her. I do think I didn't watch the live feeds, I'll admit. But I do think she has she could come on strong. So you said she did come on a little strong.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you for watching them. I was up till 2 a.m., which was a mistake. But no, not even strong. Just she's like a spunky kind of girl. I don't know. It's like, it's not over the top. I mean, we're talking about like subtle things on night one.
Right.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. She's also gone back and forth about the showmance thing. Because she like says maybe, and then she's like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I could see it going both ways. She was also kind of cuddling up with Xavier. So I don't know. I don't know who. Also Alyssa. So like Alyssa was in the bathroom with Xavier for a really long time. And Frenchie, who's the HOH, he's like, well, this is the thing about Frenchie. He is not going to nominate a woman, he said, and he's not going to nominate a person of color. So we can assume that he's going to nominate, and I've tweeted this, like some combination of Travis, Christian, or Brent.
Interesting.
But then he also said he's going to be a showman's killer. So that's where my worry for like
Alyssa.
Whitney or Alyssa come in, because I'm like, well, who's the showman's? Because I'm really not, it's not clear who he's speaking about, you know?
It's funny. So I do want to say a note about Alyssa, because I, for those longtime listeners know that I'm a big fan of Siesta Key. And I know, I don't think you watch Siesta Key or you're not caught up with
No,
it,
I do.
Oh, you do. You do. Okay. Why did I not know that? So something I thought was hysterical that she said she lives in Sarasota, which is where Siesta Key is. And then she just launched a swimwear brand. And I'm like, did she think she was on a different show? Because that is the entire like plot of this season of Siesta Key, is two women launching swimwear brands. Had to point that out because the reality TV fan in me was just cracking up.
Yeah, I definitely didn't go unnoticed for sure.
I do actually really, I really like her. I think she is so beautiful. And I was like actually surprised that more of the guys weren't commenting on the women's looks. But that brings me to the fact that we didn't see, obviously you saw on live feeds, but we didn't see any really like talking or first impressions of anyone, which I think is a huge miss for the show. I think in general, like, obviously competitions are such a big part of the show, but viewers love to see the interaction between people. So like, do you feel like that was a bad choice on them?
I don't think it was a bad choice. Like the premiere to me was decent, and it was fast paced, but not fast paced like last year. And it was, we did get to know them a little bit. Yeah. I agree that like comps are not my favorite thing to watch, and it was very comp heavy. And again, I'm not hating on it. I do miss the little like, hey, how are you? I'm this person. Cause then you kind of see, okay, who's lying and how are they lying and are they good at lying? Like, you know, are they telling their real job and stuff? Like, I like seeing that. But I'm hopeful in, you know, Sunday's episode, maybe they'll flashback a little bit and give us like some introductions of mm-hmm. some sort. But yeah, that kind of stuff I do miss. That was missing in the premiere.
I used to like love in the beginning when they would first enter do their confessionals, their first ones where they would kind of go through like what they thought about each person. And I feel like that is always so interesting because just like people want to, like we have a text chain telling our first impressions. Like I want to know what they think when this person walks in the door and their first impressions. Cause like some of these people obviously are gorgeous. Some of them are loud. Some are not. Like I just want to hear all of that. So that's something that like I really missed.
Yeah. We'll see. I think we'll see that in the Sunday episode. Seems like the diary rooms, like what was also weird in the premiere, we usually don't have diary room. Mm-hmm. And we did, they'd like pre-taped them, which was like kind of cool, but like very generic. So that was hit or miss for me.
I didn't love how the teams drafting wise, how they got to see those. I know that they had to obviously show clips. What else? They have to show something, but it didn't seem fair of the clips they showed for each person. I mean, I know that was obviously strategic on CBS's part to have them kind of hope who they would pick, but it was very much like some were like, I'm single as like a dollar bill or whatever it was that Derek had. And then others were like, I'm a single mom. It's like, wait a minute. Like, I just feel like it was a little strange.
Yeah, I think Travis missed the assignment because he was just like, I want to be shirtless. And yeah, the poor kid. I mean, like, I wonder what the prompt was. Was it, hey, you know, what would you tell your other house guests about you? Because if that's the case, then you kind of have to assume maybe they're going to show it. But if not, like, yeah, some of them got, you know, the raw end of the deal, I would say.
Yeah, I don't think so. Someone who on our text chain seemed to be a common interest for all of us was Hannah, because she just seems so freaking smart and like mm-hmm. charming and full package. She's like, I think she says she's a dancer, she's into fashion, but she graduated college at 19. And is she the youngest one? Is that correct?
She's the youngest one. She's biracial. Like this girl, I really, really like her, and we didn't hear anything from her in the preseason.
We didn't see her.
Very weird. But I was worried because I was like, all right, 21-year-old girl, we don't know much about her, but she is smart. I mean, I could see, I don't know. I have hopes for her. Like I want to see her go far.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's Sarah Beth, who is the chemist and makes clothing. I got like Nicole vibes from season 21-ish because she's like quirky and a little bit like nerdy, which she is, that's fine. And she's in a relationship with a woman and she was like very open about that, which I loved. And then, but I think it was very interesting. Her personality is either going to rub people the really nice, like a really good way, or she's going to come off like annoying to people, and I can see that happening.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Did you see anything of that at first, or no?
I think she just like, she did say she was a voice actress, which was interesting. I'm assuming she must do that on the side, because like, how do you lie about that? If someone asks you about it, you got to know like some stuff. But yeah, I could see it going. She also said in the preseason, like she knows she's not like a threat. She plans to float, and I like when people embrace like their strong suits, and she knows that like, okay, I have to float to probably get to the end. So like, I like that about her. I don't know. She could go, I guess, either way. She seems to be acclimating decently, you know, in the 2 hours or whatever I've seen of feeds.
what else has stood out on the feeds to you? Is there anyone who's like you are into or you're annoyed with that surprised you?
I'm trying to look at the cast here. Tiffany, I'm loving her. She's very calm, cool, collected. She has talked a lot. Her and Frenchie are like BFF.
Which
then
is so crazy because they seem to be completely opposite. And I love that.
But they are parents, and Whitney's trying to get in that little group too as the other parent in the house. But yeah, Frenchie's like teaming up with Tiffany, and I like her. She has like really good vibes. Kylan, I like. Derek, I feel like he's going to be great entertainment. I just worry a little bit that he's coming on a little too strong with his personality.
Derek,
he's
F.
really is fun. Yeah, Derek. Yes. Derek F. Sorry. Very fun guy, very like friendly guy. But you know, he's a talker. So like sometimes that can annoy people, but let's see how it goes. I mean, he's fun to watch so far. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's the son of a very famous fighter. And he, I loved that there was like Rocky references in his video. So I was like, oh, I'm in. Like for a Stallone fan, I'm in. But I will say by the end of the premiere, even I was like, oh, he might get under my skin. Like, so I feel like it's so tough with this game because you want to have a social game without being annoying and without being overbearing. And it's so hard. Like that's why I could never play this game.
I couldn't do it.
It's so
tough. I would not be able to handle this. Like I'm not. Yeah, exactly. And I will say, I want to point out Brittany because Brittany got a lot of hate, I guess. I don't even think it's hate, but like a lot of comments because of our interview with her. She was very, you know, talkative. And I even said, I was like, well, she's definitely a talker, which again, could be a good thing or a bad thing. Same thing with Derek. And then she came on in the premiere and said, you know, she suffers from autism. And I'm like, I love that. Like, I also love that they didn't tell us that because I didn't want CBS to release bios and be like, well, this person's gay, this person's autistic, this person's right. Black. Like, and I like that they're doing the diversity thing, but they're letting the house guests present themselves the way they want to present themselves. And they're not, you know, I'll give CBS a little credit here because, you know, I'm loving this cast. I really am. And I'm loving the diversity. We have, I think like 5 LGBTQ representation. Like, I mean, this is like really different than previous season. I mean, there's no influencers, right?
I mean, is there one single social media?
I'm into it.
I think that's a really good point to note about Brittany because like it could have been very easy for CBS to kind of like be like, we hired an autistic girl. We're, you know, making it so such a part of her and that's who she is and like giving her that label, which they didn't ahead of time. And they just let her say it when she wanted to say it in her video. And I think that, like you said, like that was such a relief. Like, I'm so glad we didn't know ahead of time.
I don't like when they use it to like promote the season. So I'm glad they didn't do that. Tacky and gross, to be honest.
That said, her karate skills terrify me. And I'm like, she's probably going to be a huge physical threat. Like, I think she's bubbly and chatty. So I think that people may be like, oh, like, I don't know how much of a physical physical threat she's going to be. But like, I think that she's one to watch. Also, she was valedictorian in college, which is not easy. And I'm like, wow, she must be very
crazy.
That's so wild to me.
Smart. And she came in with like, athletic gear on, which I thought was kind of cool. Like everyone's in heels and she's like, no, I'm ready to compete.
She was
like,
ready to go.
I'm here with athleisure.
I absolutely loved that. I'm wondering if we're missing anything, if there's anything else that stood out to you. Oh, I guess we didn't really talk about Brent, who I thought was interesting. And obviously, like we had said before, Whitney picked him first, which an interesting choice. But something I thought was funny was that he kind of gave me like a Caleb vibe. He's a little bit like bro-y, but actually could be a comp beast. He said he's a flight attendant.
Could be.
I mean, I was like attracted to Brent when they showed him.
Oh, Brent is not my type. No, but he is an attractive guy. He is physically fit. He is one of those guys that's like, I'm super charming. And like, I feel like if you have to say you're charming, you're really not that charming.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, Yeah, he's not my favorite, but I think if he lasts the first few weeks, he might be okay. Like, I could see him, honestly, I hate to say it, I feel like between him and Travis, one of them might be a first boot. So that's my worry with Brent, because I really think Frenchie's going to go after these, like, alpha dudes, which I don't think it's the smartest decision for him, to be honest, because next week he's not HOH.
Right. Like, obviously those are threats and you want to get them out. But yeah, that early on, you're going
to be. He's trying to make a big move as a fan, and I get it. And I want to see it. I'm team, whatever's fun to watch, totally. But for his game, I'm a little worried, like getting out like a Brent or Travis and kind of, yeah, we'll see.
I was immediately drawn to Frenchie. I know you guys were surprised in the group text. I literally was like, oh yeah, I like him. Like, I'm a country girl, so I feel like it's like, that's what I'm drawn to. But also, there's something about like the way he carries himself that I just really liked. So I hope that he uses his HOH wisely.
Yeah. I mean, over the night he did a lot of talking. Like I said, I think he's going to target those guys. I like him. I think he, you know, seems like a sweet guy. I think he knows what the fans want. He might pander a little bit, but in general, he cares about like making the fans like good TV, mm-hmm. which can be fun, but might, you know, bite him later. That's my only worry with him.
Definitely.
But I think the only other person we didn't talk about real quick, I just want to mention Aga, who is yes. stunning.
Oh, literally a vision. I can't.
Yeah. She's also like, you know, I haven't seen much of like, she doesn't stand out, but she doesn't like, she fits in. So she's been talking a lot to Sarah Beth and kind of making the round. So she also has some really great answers in the preseason. Like, she's there to win, which I love, because the women on this season seem way more cutthroat than the men.
Oh, it's going to be excited. So I'm excited. I loved that she was like, her father is one of 47 children, she said, which I'm like, I don't know why that just blew me away. That was just something that I could not, I was thinking about it the whole episode. And her father is a pastor. So I'm very curious how her gameplay is and how like her faith and things come into it. We've saw that with some past contestants that has become a very big part of it. So I'm curious if that affects her gameplay at all. But yeah, she seems to be willing to do anything possible to win. And like, pretty cutthroat, like you said. So I'm definitely into that.
She said no showmances. She said that in the premiere. So we'll see.
We'll see. I feel like sometimes it's the people who say no that end up happening too.
No.
You don't like showmances? You don't even as a, just like to watch?
No, like, listen, as a teenager, however old I was, I did like Jeff and Jordan. I did like Rachel and Brendan grew on me. I didn't love them at first. They were, you know, a lot. But I love Rachel and Brendan now. There are showmances I can get behind, because I think it also brings a different dynamic to the house. I don't love when people are cuddling in bed, and that stuff bores me. But having a strong duo like that does kind of, you know, make for fun kind of a dynamic in a house. So I'm like, you know, I don't love them, but they're kind of not necessary. They happen every year, whatever. Yeah.
I'm always into it. I'm always into finding love on reality TV. And I should say love with like air quotes. Cause like, let's be honest that there's a lot of them who don't find real love, but on Big Brother, Emily, I will say a lot do.
Emily, how dare you? Memphis and Christmas got engaged last week.
No comment.
Okay.
I plead the fifth. I'm not talking about that. I think that overall this season, the cast is definitely, like you said, like, a great cast, a great group. I think CBS did a great job. Obviously, we don't know. We haven't seen too much yet. I know when the live feeds continue, we may see some people show their different colors. Well, we definitely will. So we'll see how that works. Is there anything else that you want to add before we go about this season?
No, I was just, reading my notes here. I love it. I mean, the cast, I'm really excited about. Their premiere was pretty solid. So I have high hopes. I think last year, you know, I had really high hopes because it was an all-stars, but a lot of my favorites went home early, and it was just kind of, you know, when the house groups together against certain people, it's a really boring season. So maybe this team thing will shake it up. And it seems like everyone's here to play. So as long as we get good TV, I'm into it.
Same, 100%. Sharon, tell everyone where they can follow you on Twitter so that you can they can get all their Big Brother scoop.
Just Sharon, at Sharon Tharp, my name, very simple.
Very simple. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope like mid-season you'll come back on and we can continue to break it all down. Guys, thank you so much for listening. And as always, you can follow me on social media at Emily Longretta and let me know what you're watching, what you're thinking of this season of Big Brother, if you're liking it, if you're not. And then also what guests you want us to have on next. I would love to hear from you. Also, you can subscribe on iTunes and leave us a comment because we always love to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for listening.